In the Collect for the Mass of St. Joseph we read, O God, who in thy unspeakable providence it is vouchsafed to choose blessed Joseph for thy most holy mother's spouse, grant, we beseech thee, that we who revere him as our protector upon earth may become worthy to have him for our intercessor in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When Our Lady and St. Joseph took the child Jesus to the temple to be presented, Simeon told Our Lady, And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts shall be revealed. 20 centuries have passed away since that hour, and how wonderfully have these predictions been verified, both those of Simeon and those of Mary herself, which she solemnly made during her Magnificat, that is, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Every Catholic heart feels a most tender veneration to Mary and a confidence which has never yet been disappointed. And the same is true of the Holy Father, St. Joseph, who, with Our Lady, the Mother of the Divine Child, presented himself before Simeon. To St. Joseph also, Simeon could direct those words, But on you also the hearts of men shall be revealed. It is true that the faithful experience in regard to different saints different sentiments of love and devotion, and have for this or that saint greater veneration or a greater confidence in his power. There is, however, one saint which all should have a particular devotion to, and that is the great saint, St. Joseph. Next to Our Lady, we are to honor St. Joseph more than the other saints, for he is not only a great saint, but the holiest of them after Our Lady, and therefore his intercession is most powerful. Certainly, it is not becoming for us, as says St. Alphonsus, and with other doctors of the Church, to attempt to estimate the greatness of the saints according to our own pleasure and election, and in this way maintain a preference for one above the other. There can be saints who, beyond a doubt, exteriorly accomplished many more astonishing and glorious deeds than St. Joseph, but God sees the heart of his unknown servants and what they accomplish before him will not be known by the world till the day of judgment, which will reveal it all. However, as the same St. Alphonsus and other theologians of the Church teach, we may, in regard to the holy apostles, assert without hesitation that they are elevated above all the choir of the saints of Christ. The reason that they received this honor is due to the position which they held upon earth in the kingdom of God, for there are three things which determine the degree of our future glory in heaven. One, the degree of election which was bestowed upon us on earth. Two, the measure of grace corresponding to this calling. And three, the zeal and fidelity with which we made use of these graces. This is applied to St. Joseph. We see that he has all of these things more than the rest of the saints. Christ spent an entire night in prayer, then selected 12 from among the whole human race to be with him. These 12 formed his apostolic court. And as Christ departed from this world, he directed to them these words, As my Father hath sent me, I also send you. Whosoever hears you, hears me. Whoever honors you, honors me. Go into the whole world, preach the gospel to all nations. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound also in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. By these words, Christ refers to the most glorious calling of the apostles and the kingdom of Christ upon earth, a calling which elevated the apostles above the rest of the human race, and by which, undoubtedly, they will be forever distinguished in heaven by the most splendid glory, For Christ tells them himself that they will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. But however glorious was the calling of the apostles in comparison to that of other men, how immeasurably higher still was that of Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, by the side of Christ here on earth, was to represent the place, the Heavenly Father, as the foster father of Jesus, the spouse and husband of the Mother of our Lord, the Queen of heaven and earth. He stood in this position already at the manger when Jesus entered into this world and remained not only 3 years with our Lord, as the apostles did, but for almost 30 years. The apostles walked with Christ, surrounded by a multitude of people, but our Lord seldom spoke to any of them directly. Saint Joseph lived with Jesus alone and conversed with him at any time he wanted, as the foster father was entitled to do. Christ confided to the apostles the establishment of his church, but to Saint Joseph was assigned to the care of him who was the founder of that church. In this position as the foster father of Christ, it was fitting that Saint Joseph should lead so holy a life that, according to the common family life, it might, could such a thing have been possible, have served as a model even for the child Jesus himself. Saint Joseph had to lead such a life of perfection that Christ, as the foster son, would almost feel obliged to honor it with childlike reverence. Such was not the case with the apostles. They were frail men whom Christ found it necessary to reprove, whereas anything like this could never be thought of in regard to Saint Joseph. Therefore, Saint Joseph must surely have lived in such a way that no shadow of imperfection ever fell upon him. He lived in such a way that Jesus could never have had the least desire to say that this or that man would have been more worthy than you to be my foster father. The testimony which Holy Scripture gave to Saint Joseph that he was a just man literally proves itself. He was holy, and no other saint ever attained as great a degree of sanctity. Honor, therefore, Saint Joseph as the greatest of saints above all the other celestial inhabitants of heaven. His place in heaven, as it was on earth, is by the side of Jesus, the King of all saints, and by Mary, their Queen. And this glory, therefore, outshines that of the most glorious. Because of this, we ought to honor him as the greatest and most powerful of saints, next to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and recommend ourselves to his protection now and at the hour of our death. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.